Well, hello. Once again, this is Skanafa Sketches, and my name is Mal Gormley. And once again, we are here with Betsy Noyes of Damariscotta, right? And she was told us some wonderful story about her growing up in Pearl Harbor during the attack there in 1941. But she's back today to talk a little bit about China, she tells us. So what do you got to say?
Well, in late 1946, my father was part of a military advisory group made up of all the armed forces, American armed forces. And they were sent to be advisors to their counterparts in China. Now, at this point, Chiang Kai-shek was still heading the country, although his days were numbered.
Right, this before Mao Zedong came in and took over in 49.
Right on the verge.
Yep.
So, we stayed, my parents and I, in some hotel on the Bund.
How old were you at this point?
Oh, I was 13.
Uh-huh. So this is after Pearl Harbor?
This is after Pearl Harbor.
Yes, okay.
This is we stayed in a hotel.
Okay, I'm looking at a brochure for the Broadway Mansions Hotel. Mm-hmm. And that was in Shanghai. Mm-hmm. That looks kind of ritzy there, Betsy. Well, oh my God, with a clipper ship plane going flying by.
But there were a number of large banking and trading houses formerly occupying these very large hotels along what they call the Bund, the waterfront.
Okay.
In Shanghai.
We're looking at a photograph of the Shanghai waterfront where the Bund was. This is where the banks were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now we're looking at some. Now, these are not junks. These are small
sampans.
That's the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
With the Shanghai in the background. But there's a different skyline there now. Have you seen Shanghai lately?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
I don't even know whether this hotel exists
it
anymore.
Possibly doesn't. Yeah. Well, they're quick to tear things in and do that again. And here's a view of the city from a rather tall building. But even back then, you could tell that was one busy town. So,
when we arrived by ship, my father was at the gangplank with a little tiny Chinese woman who turned out to be my sister's Amma.
Your sister's?
Amma.
Amma.
And an Amma, it's like they were together all the time. And she was a wonderful little person, but small. My sister was almost as tall as she was, and my sister was about 2.5 years old at that point.
So she was kind of like a nanny, maybe? Or?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amma. Okay.
And, well, we stayed in Shanghai for 6 months. It was a very confining situation. We couldn't go out on our own at all. It was very dangerous to do.
Yeah.
So we were confined to the hotel or to the Shanghai American School. And the American School it took in many nationalities. Mm-hmm. And so, and the teachers were of various nationalities.
Okay.
I have a lifelong disinterest in science because of a Hungarian science teacher.
Oh, my pet subject, science. Oh. That's too bad.
Anyway, so it was back and forth. It took an hour threading our way through all the humanity to get to the school.
Took an hour from the hotel to the school, just walking?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No.
Oh.
We were driven in army ambulances.
An army ambulance? Not a rickshaw or something? Or no?
No.
Wow.
Mm-mm. No. And we had a Russian bus driver who drove us to the school. He was an emigre, as were a couple of the other drivers. They were Russian emigres.
Uh-huh.
And so it was an interesting time. It was not a very not very good as far as being a teenager.
I was going to say, being 13 years old, you're just all energy at that point, and mm-hmm. curiosity, and wow.
But not doing the same things as my parents.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
were you able to meet other kids at the school and
yes.
mix it up with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there were other American kids. They were dependents of these military officers.
Yep.
And so we lived there for 6 months until there was housing available in Nanking. Nanking as it is today.
Yeah.
they built houses or apartments especially for the American officers. My father, I guess, raided a house. So we had a house which was separate, some distance.
So it's like a wooden house or a brick house or... I can't imagine what the architecture would be like there at that point.
I have a picture of it.
Yeah.
But it was cold in winter and hot in summer.
Yeah.
The only heat we had was a space heater.
Sure.
That was it. It was, the climate was rather like Washington, D.C.
Ooh, that's not a good thing. I know Washington would be horrible in the summer.
Yes.
It was built on a swamp.
But we went to an American school with teachers who were fully qualified American teachers, and they were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
When we got back to the States, we just right in without any problem.
Didn't skip a beat, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's good.
That was very good.
So how long were you in Nanking?
We were here for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And my father came home the end of 1948. And said to my mother, pack up the clothes that you need, but that's all. And so you're getting on the duty train, which was, anyway, it was safe. So we went up.
That you knew the Chinese were near, or the communists were nearby, or?
The communists were all around.
They're all around?
All around.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So that's why the military said, okay, the dependents have to go.
Let's bug out, huh?
So we did.
Uh-huh.
And we waited in a town called Tientsin, and they commandeered a freighter from Japan and brought it back to us. And so we had, I don't know, it took us a month.
Now, how many people are we talking about that moving? You say us. It's obviously more than just your family, yes?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
All the Army, you know, all the U.S. military dependents.
All the dependents.
Army, Navy, whatever.
Talking 100, 200, 500?
At least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And?
So they put you on a slow boat from China, huh? It took forever, huh?
It's not very pleasant. But while we were in our house in Nanking, my mother looked, we had seven servants. We had the ama, we had a wash ama, we had a number one boy and a number two boy, and the cook, and and a gardener and a driver.
Well, la-di-da. How nice. Yeah.
Well.
You had to give all that up when you got back here, huh?
Anyway, one day my mother looked at number one boy, and he said, "Oh, you have a smart-looking suit there." Well, he had commandeered one of our Navy blankets and made himself up in a nice suit.
He tailored a suit out of an Army blanket?
Yep. Took it to somebody who made very nice
out of it. Shanghai has been known for its tailors forever.
This was in Nanking.
Nanking, okay.
Mm-hmm. And another time, my mother would meet with the cook once a week and go over what was needed. And the cook was not very forthcoming, but it became clear that we were using huge amounts of flour and sugar. So one day my mother went out to the garage and out spilled families who were living off of us.
Oh, there was a whole family in the garage you knew nothing about?
Oh, several.
Several families. And you're feeding them all.
Now, in retrospect, I think they deserved it.
Yeah. Okay. You know, opportunity knocks.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it was, the whole experience is just etched in my mind.
I'll bet.
Remember how alien everything was. How in school we were taught the rudiments of Chinese and characters.
Oh, yeah. Did it stick? Did it stick with you?
But if you take a 13-year-old boy and try to teach him Chinese...
Not a chance, huh?
You can't do it. But, and anyway, so it was all in all an interesting time. It wasn't as confining as Shanghai and the...
Okay. So, when you were at school and you were hanging around with your classmates, how did you have fun over there? What did you kids do?
Well, one thing they did for us, one summer, the Girl Scouts, we were allowed to go north to a resort which had been turned into a hostel, and it was about 1,000 feet up. So it had been used by dignitaries formerly. But it was wonderful. Once you got up there, there's nothing but steps all the way this 1,000 feet up. And they put us in sedan chairs to go up there.
Oh, you didn't have to walk it?
We children. No!
No, oh my
we
God.
Didn't, but a lot of us thought, you know, being carried up in a sedan chair is...
How cool is that?
No!
No? It wasn't?
Now, when you were 13,
14. Oh, you didn't want any part of it?
No.
Oh, okay. No. The kids back then are very different. The kids I know, they would take to that right away. They would think that was the cat's pajamas.
Well, I don't know. But at any rate, it was so nice to be in a cool climate. Mm-hmm. Where you could eat the food.
Yeah. What do you mean? As opposed to what?
As opposed to not eating anything that wasn't
made at home?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay.
My sister, who was then 2 or 3 years old, would go out with the Amma every day, and the Amma wouldn't abide by those rules. She would pick and pick and pick and find a choice piece of food.
So your sister got all the good stuff?
My sister was the only one who never came down with any problems at all. So, but anyhow, that was good. We had an awful lot of preparation before we went to China.
Yeah. You had left Pearl Harbor in 1941,
mm-hmm.
and then you went to San Francisco, as I recall, or San Diego.
Yeah.
And you stayed there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what year did you go back to China? In 43?
46.
Oh, 46, I see.
Went to China.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, with dates and things together.
So, when you got back from China, where did you go? Back to San Diego?
Long Beach.
Long Beach?
Mm-hmm.
And you stayed there for years and years? Or?
Stayed there until my father came. My mother... We only had the clothes on our backs, practically.
Practically.
And we certainly looked out of place because we had been a year and a half over there. My mother had been told to pack clothing for 2 years. Well, when you have a growing small child as well as a growing teenager.
Yeah.
It made it a little difficult. So when we came back, we had to, you know, get into the swim of things.
Yeah.
So it worked out. It was a fascinating time. We had good American friends and some foreign friends. Which we liked very much. I don't know what I can say.
What else? You have some more pictures there. What are
I
these?
I have a few photographs. Yeah. There's Chiang Kai-shek.
Chiang Kai-shek. Oh, wow. Young guy. Is your dad in this picture, or?
My father's not in that picture.
Okay. But these are all the dignitaries. And
he is here with a Chinese counterpart.
Ah. Now, your dad was a dapper guy in a white uniform there. What what rank was he? An admiral, or?
He was a captain.
Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's him meeting with Chiang Kai-shek?
No. This is with one of his military.
Ah, okay. Wow. Oh, yeah, it does say in Chinese officer at a reception.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay. This picture, this is $1 million bill.
That was worth how much back then?
Well, you had to take baskets full of money in order to buy anything.
I'll bet. These are great family shots and various people getting on airplanes and cargo planes. And now, was that your mom and you, or?
That's my mom and my sister.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Great. What else you got there?
This other one is from, it's Madame Chiang Kai-shek.
Ah.
And
she was quite the looker.
Chiang Kai-shek.
Yeah.
She was one of.
We're looking at a newspaper photograph of General Chiang Kai-shek and his wife at another party of dignitaries at a presidential reception. Was that Truman there? Is that possibly Truman? Did he ever? He didn't go to China, did he?
No.
No, I don't.
No.
Kind of vaguely looks like Truman, but. Thursday, June 17th, 1948.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the invites, I guess, in English and in Chinese.
Madame Chiang Kai-shek was one of several sisters, the Sung sisters, Sung, a family name. And she married Chiang Kai-shek, and the oldest sister married Mao.
No kidding. Wow.
And she was something to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah? Mao Zedong's wife, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they kept it all in family. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, I think so.
Jeez.
So,
wow.
Anyway, the China Press was the daily newspaper. And there was an ad in the paper one day that said, correctly English in 100 days.
Correctly English?
Correctly.
Correctly. In other words, speak English correctly in 100 days. Ah. Wow. Well, that's certainly an extraordinary experience in your life.
Here's the hotel.
But you never actually got to go out and walk the neighborhood at all?
No, not at all. No.
Wow.
If you went out, you would see all the humanity you would ever want to see. Everybody was doing everything in the streets.
Yeah. A lot of sailors? It was a seaport, wasn't it?
People, for example, could go get a haircut. And you could get your ears cleaned at the same time.
Your ears cleaned? Was that an issue? Was that a problem?
Your tongue scraped. All sorts of fascinating.
And how often did you do that?
People would just sit there in the middle of the
place. This is all on the street?
All on the street.
Oh, wow.
Everything.
between the Pearl Harbor recollections and the China recollections, which made the biggest impression on you, do you think?
Probably China.
Yeah.
Because I was older.
Yeah. You were what, seven,
eight years old.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Very much.
Already.
I'm surprised you.